Lincoln done it 3 weeks before he died. Before they had made the move. He directed a memo to the Secretary of Defense and said, and dictated himself, said, you tell me how many men you can put in the Dominican Republic, in Venezuela, and some other place, Haiti, I think, in 12 hours, in 24 hours, in 48 hours. And it ran up in 48 hours. McNamara said he could put in 30,000 men, which we did put in that period of time. And then when I was called on to put them in, the very men his brother had appointed, Bundy, McNamara, and Rusk, all recommended it to me. And we did it, then he undercut me after it had happened. And I just don't understand that. I wouldn't do that to him. And I think it I rolled with the Morrissey thing to show him that I'm trying to lean over backwards.
No question. And actually, he, you know, accepts that. He hasn't any question about that.
Well, what do you think? You think that he thinks the Texas establishment is tried to keep him from being senator, or doesn't want him to be senator?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Brett. I think it's, I don't really know what I do think.
Bob McNamara thinks. Bob McNamara thinks that he thinks that it's politically wise to be, not to be identified with this administration. Get away from him. Now, my judgment is that if I'm president, I think I'm going to have something to do at conventions. I don't care how many things. I have things every day that I could move on them if I wanted to. I could move on Teddy in Boston. I could move on his boy Henry over here. Hell, a fella called up here last week with a complaint that he had been called by Henry to shake him down for a governor's race in Tennessee. And it's a damned outrage, and he's calling him on the telephone. And they're asking us to make investigation. I told them, just forget it, but I said, Bill Moyer, you better watch it. We oughtn't to be soliciting from industry circles while you're chairman of the FCC for John Hooker in Tennessee. Because I'm not soliciting anybody, and I don't give a damn about John Hooker or Buford Ellington. They're just two ex-politicians as far as I'm concerned. But when the chairman of the FCC in my administration starts calling up people over the long-distance telephone and they're recording what he says, he's going to get his tail in a hell of a nice big crack.
Well, let me take a short stab at this, Mr. President, see if I can help at all. I agree with everything you said about this. And it's something that I have... my relationship with Bobby has never been particularly personal. It's mostly been professional, but maybe I can do something.
It looks like to me that he could see that this administration is not against him. Every man I have named was either named by his brother, or I believe with one exception. With one exception, Weaver was named by his brother, Fowler was named by his brother, Katzenbach was named by his brother. I think it's a rather unusual thing when a president doesn't have a single man. Larry O'Brien was named by his brother. I think I have demonstrated that I'm not a bigoted, biased, prejudiced, anti-Kennedy man. Mm-hmm. I've kept all that he had, and all the vacancies I've had, I put in the... unquestionable Kennedy man. If Fowler wasn't a Kennedy man, I never saw one. He's loyal as a dog. Larry O'Brien is loyal as a dog. Katzenbach, loyal as a dog, and Weaver. The only man that's been brought in that wasn't a Kennedy man, and I don't know who he voted for, was Connor.
He helped a lot.
Yes, he did, in Cuba.
Back in Cuba, yes.
Now, there are my five cabinet officers out of 11. And there's not a one of them that, if I'd have gone up and picked Henry Cabot Lodge that ran against his brother, that'd be different, but they picked Lodge. And I can understand if I went up and picked Eddie McCormick and brought him down here and made him Attorney General, I can understand how they'd say something and let him start investigating some of Teddy's election stuff. But I can understand it, but I don't play that way. And I... I don't want their support. I don't ask him to ever make a speech for me or to ever go to a convention for me or to ever cast a vote for me. I don't want anybody to do that. I'm not running. I'm not appointing people that way. I'm just trying to hold this country together and run a good government from now till January 1969. And I think I'm entitled to have a just deal on it.
I do too.
Okay, partner. God bless you.
Okay.